Welcome to Wisdom Trek with Gramps. Wisdom is the final frontier in gaining true knowledge. Our mission is to create a legacy of wisdom, to seek out discernment and insights, and boldly grow where few have chosen to grow before. Hello, my friend. This is Gramps. Thanks for coming along on our journey to increase wisdom and create a living legacy. Today is day 1553 of our trek, and it is time for our daily snippet of wisdom, which includes an inspirational quote along with some wise words from Gramps for today's trek. If you apply the words you hear today, over time, it will help you to become healthy, wealthy, and wise as you continue on your daily trek of life. So let's jump right in with today's nugget. Today's quote is from Evelyn Underhill, and it is, "Patience with ourselves is a duty for Christians and the only humility. For it means patience with a growing creature whom God has taken in hand and whose completion he will effect in his own time and way." So our snippet today is patience with ourselves. It happens so often. We become impatient and frustrated with others because we are impatient and frustrated with ourselves. We need to realize that we are still imperfect in our current earthly state as an imager of God. We need to show patience with ourselves and others because we are a growing creature whom God has taken into his hand, and if we will follow his word and the precepts found therein, we will become more like Jesus Christ, who is a perfect imager of God. God is perfecting us in his own time and his way, not according to our schedule. In this new year, we need to resolve to accept our shortcomings and the shortcomings of everyone we meet and interact with. God's timing is perfect, and he is willing to accept our imperfections because he sees us as we are in Christ. When we do stumble and fail, which we will, we can still go boldly before God's throne and receive mercy and find grace to help us when we need it most. Consider this also when you are frustrated and impatient with others. To round us out today, Hebrews chapter 4, verses 14 through 16. "So then, since we have such a great high priest who has entered into heaven, Jesus, the Son of God, let us hold firmly to what we believe. This high priest of ours understands our weaknesses, for he faced all the same testings as we do, yet he did not sin. So let us come boldly to the throne of our gracious God. There we will receive mercy, and we will find grace to help us when we need it most." As you ponder this nugget of wisdom for yourself, I would ask you to please encourage your friends and family to join us, and then come along with us on Monday for another day of Wisdom Trek, Creating a Legacy. If you'd like to listen to any of the past 1,552 treks or read the Wisdom Journals, they are all available at wisdom-trek.com. And I encourage you to subscribe to Wisdom Trek on your favorite podcast player so that each day will be downloaded to you automatically. And thank you so much for allowing me to be your guide, your mentor, and most of all, I am your friend, as I serve you through the Wisdom Trek podcast and journal each day. And as we take this trek of life together, let us always live abundantly, love unconditionally, listen intentionally, learn continuously, lend to others generously, lead with integrity, and leave a living legacy each day. I am Guthrie Chamberlain, reminding you to keep moving forward, enjoy your journey, and create a great day every day. See you on Monday for more daily wisdom.